There's no downtime for the finalists in the Boston mayor's race. The day after Marty Walsh and John Connolly defeated 10 other candidates to advance to the general election, both were juggling their campaigns and doing their day jobs. As a state representative, Walsh voted to repeal the so-called tech tax yesterday, the state sales tax on some computer services. The repeal passed the House and now moves on to the state Senate today. Connolly, a city councilor, joined other councilors to approve a plan for a vote on the casino proposed for the Suffolk Downs racetrack in East Boston. We talked with Marty Walsh on Morning Edition yesterday, and this morning we're speaking with John Connolly. Good morning, Counselor, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me on, Bob. I appreciate it.
What's the biggest issue facing Boston as we move toward the election on November 5th?
I think youth violence is always a major issue for us. That goes to the soul of our city, and then obviously improving our schools is a key to our future.
Well, let me ask about the youth violence for a moment. We know that statistics show that crime in Boston has gone down under the now outgoing police commissioner, Ed Davis, but what's not being done that needs to be done?
The statistics show most people live in a safe Boston, but for three parts of Boston, it's where 80% or close to 80% of our violent crime takes place. That's the real challenge there, to make sure everyone can live in a safe and healthy Boston. And I think that's about a comprehensive, holistic plan, and it's more than just law enforcement. It's actually as much, if not more, about a public health approach, and it's about our schools.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, this is about making sure that we're working to prevent and intervene around issues like addiction, mental health, and trauma, but also recognizing that a 16-year-old dropout, it's one of the most likely people in Boston to end up incarcerated. We've got to keep young people in school and on a path to success, and it also connects right there to whether or not we're getting people ready to take great jobs in today's economy.
Let me change subjects. You voted yesterday in the city council to allow only East Boston residents to vote on the plan for the casino in Suffolk Downs. East Boston only, instead of a citywide vote on this. Explain that, if you would.
Listen, I understand that the casino will impact everyone in Boston. There's no doubt about that. But the disproportionate impact is going to be felt by the residents of East Boston. And it's having talked to folks in East Boston who are for and against the casino, the one common theme was, look, this casino is going to have impacts on us in a way no one else in the city will experience it. So please let us decide if it should go in our neighborhood. I live almost 8 miles in a body of water from East Boston. I think the people of East Boston ought to decide on something that's going to so disproportionately impact them.
Political analysts say that the key to winning the election in November is going to be who does a better job between you and your opponent, Marty Walsh, of reaching out to the minority community in Boston, considering none of the minority candidates made it to the final two headed into the November election. Take a moment to make the case specifically to the minority community.
Well, in communities of color, we face a daunting achievement gap, health inequities, and disproportionate violence. But my work for 6 years has reflected a commitment to taking on those issues. And it's something I've lived beyond just being a counselor. As a teacher going into the classroom, my students were the victims of the achievement gap and the opportunity divide. As a Boston Public School parent at the Trotter School in Roxbury, we see every day the challenges that so many of our young people, and particularly our young people of color, are facing. And so I'm in this in my life, and I'm in this in my work as a city councilor. And, I think that my work and my commitment to all Bostonians will shine through in this final.
Candidate for Boston Mayor John Connolly, at-large City Councilor John Connolly, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thanks, Bob.